Welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On, the podcast. This is Ken Alexander here, and I'm with the doctor, Dr. Andre Jones. Hey, I thought you had your own theme music.
Oh, hang on. Let me cue it. Hang on.
Now, there's the doctor.
Now I'm here. I'm officially here, folks. If the song didn't play, I was not here.
Yeah. I was like, where's the doctor? Where's the doctor?
I don't think you understand. Even when I show up at the restaurant, they play the music. That's why they know I'm here. Just kidding.
Yeah. So we're doing our podcast from the restaurant. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that's where we are.
And
Kids Hardwood Barbecue, 5250 East 22nd Street. Uh-huh. That's Tucson, Arizona, 85711.
Finish it up.
The award-winning barbecue restaurant, food truck.
That's right.
We do a lot of catering, and come on down to Kansas Hardwood Barbecue and get your barbecue on.
Yeah, you have to say it all. It's like the Tribe Called Quest. You can't just say, oh, you mean tribe or quest? No. It's a tribe called quest.
You have to say it all. Have to say it all.
Hey, we're back.
We are back again. Yeah, second episode, woo-hoo! Season 6.
Yay.
All right.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we're going to queue up. Get that queue up. The great debate of charcoal versus gas grills.
I'm not over the queue joke yet.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. Charcoal versus gas grills. You know, you have a lot of so-called grilling purists, and they say, hey, I need wood, smoke, charcoal, that thing. And then you have the gas folks and say, you know, I need good, clean fuel to cook my food. And,
So. And they want to be in and out in a heartbeat.
Right, in and out in a heartbeat. Right. They want to do it. Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is a great debate.
Yeah.
And
didn't you play with a gas grill not too long ago?
I did. Yeah. I'll share some of that as we're going through this. I have gas. I have charcoal. I have electric.
Man, boogie woogie woogie.
You have it all. Boogie woogie woogie. Yeah. Right. I mean, they all do certain things, and you just have to figure out how to use them. I mean, you can do a lot of things with each one of those pieces of equipment.
True.
But you just have to know how to manage it, how to get the most out of that grill. And it's a lot of times it's based on what you're cooking and how much time you have too.
This is true.
Right. Cool. So what about you? What do you have, gas and charcoal?
I have just gas, actually. Uh-huh. And you know what's interesting is that, I still have my small grill.
Oh, yeah.
My small one burner that I started with cooking hamburgers and, you know, moved up from there.
Right. That was like your, when you first started your training.
Exactly. 3 years ago.
Yeah. That was your baby grill.
That was my baby grill. And now it's actually, believe it or not, it's my primary grill.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I don't use the big one that much.
What? Why is that?
Because it's so quick and easy.
Oh, convenient.
It's very convenient. It's fast. It's I can light it up real quick, cook whatever I need to cook, and I'm done.
Well, I mean, it's only, what, 2-3 people in your household.
Exactly.
So you're really not ever cooking a lot of food.
No. Well, actually, what was it? For 4th of July, I had family come over. And our family size now is 20, which was funny. My mother was like, we're going to keep it small, right? I'm like, yeah, 20. Because that's small now.
Yeah.
And so I made food on my small grill for 20 people.
Mm.
It was just, I had to go back and forth quite a bit of times.
But right.
But yeah, I can feed I think 25, I'm good.
That's
but
the
if
max,
it's going to, yeah, if I'm going to get anything bigger or I'm going to need more food, then I got to pull out the big one. But the big one is just, it's my beast.
Yeah.
It's my beast. But yeah, all gas.
Yeah. All right. So,
you ready to debate?
I'm ready to debate. I think we'll talk about, you know, let's go with the charcoal grill first. The advantages of, you know, the so-called advantages of a charcoal grill.
And we're talking, are we talking about barbecuing or are we talking about grilling?
Well, today we're talking about grilling, you know, which is high heat, fast. So we're talking about grilling. If we're talking about barbecuing, there's so many different types of barbecue equipment these days, and smokers, and so, you know, low and slow. So
So no smokers.
If we did that, we'd have to have, you know, the charcoal pellet.
Right.
Yeah, a whole bunch of different, you know, the other charcoal pellet, electric, more.
Yeah, so we're just going to keep it simple.
We're talking about grilling.
All right, fine.
So first up, we're talking about flavor. Mm. Okay, we're going to go with flavor, charcoal grill. I mean, that's the biggest draw for charcoal grills is that smoky flavor. Mm. I mean, you can get, if you're just using charcoal, you can use the charcoal flavored, you know, get the charcoal flavored briquettes, or you can also add wood in there, wood chunks or chips or whatever in there, and you get that smoky flavor with the charcoal. Mm-hmm. And then charcoal, you can really get it hot. You can get really high heat. Mm-hmm. I mean, gas grills get up high, but you can really get those coals smoking red hot. And that really helps when you're searing meat. You know, you want to sear those steaks. You want to sear those chops. And so you can get it up really high heat. That's another advantage. And the other thing with charcoal is it's really portable. You know, I mean,
really?
I mean, you got a little Weber grill. You have a little. I mean, you just throw it on the back of the truck. Mm-hmm. Throw it, depending on how clean it is.
Right.
Put it in the back of the van or whatever.
Right.
And just take it with you. So that they're a lot more portable. And you know, gas grills, and they're heavy.
Yeah,
they have the tank.
Yes, they do.
I mean, the wheels don't really roll that good.
No, okay, so I'm not the only one who feels like the wheels of my big one does not roll. Like, I'm like, why do you have wheels?
Right. You have these little tiny wheels. Yes. You're trying to roll it, you know. Yeah.
It doesn't work.
It just doesn't work. You run over. You can't even. Get to a pebble.
Right.
The thing is stopping.
Yeah. Not a lie.
Right.
Moving that thing to my new house was horrific.
Right.
It took four of us to move it from my backyard up to the truck. And then when we got to the new house, it took all four of us to unload it from the truck.
You said it was a monster, so it must be huge.
A six burner?
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a big one.
Yeah.
Big one.
And of course, we didn't, you know, we turned off the tank, but my goodness, if we just unscrewed the tank, that would have saved us like 20, 30 pounds.
I was thinking to ask, I didn't really want to, like, you know, call you out here on the show.
Right.
You're like, well, did you
unhook? No.
Did you unhook the gas tank?
We were tired. We were tired of moving. It was a 2-day move.
Yeah,
we were tired.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That just didn't come to you.
No.
Fatigue.
Exactly. It was get everything out.
All right. With everything, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Tailgates. You could take it to a tailgate.
Yeah, that's it. Tailgate. I mean, so portable, easy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, there are some disadvantages of the charcoal grill. Mm. I mean, one is preheating. It takes a while. I mean, you got to get the coals going. And I typically use a charcoal chimney.
Right.
But you use a charcoal chimney 20 minutes before you get white coals, red hot coals. So it's at least 20 minutes. The other thing is, what are you going to do? What do you do with the coals when you're done? Like if you go to a tailgate, now you have hot coals.
Yeah.
And so, man, it's time to go to the game and, you know, I need to douse these coals or whatever. I mean, if you had a truck, I guess you could have like a little galvanized garbage can or something. You could pour water in there. But the thing is, what do I do with the coals when I'm done?
Right.
So, especially if you took it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right, mm-hmm. For a tailgate.
Right.
And, you know, the other thing is temperature control. Now, gas grills, you can, for the most part, you set the temperature, it's probably pretty accurate, right? But with charcoal grills, man, you know, it's up and down, and you need to keep it at a certain level. And a lot of times you want to make sure you have a little indirect part just in case it gets too hot in one area, put it on the other area, right? So, I mean, those are basically, you know, controlling the temperature and the time it takes to get the grill hot, you know, get it all squared away and going. So those are kind of like the, you know, just the disadvantages of a charcoal grill.
Makes sense.
Right.
Sounds
right,
like you just need, like, you got to, A, sounds like with your charcoal grill, you got to know your grill, number one.
Yeah.
Know how to use it. And then, number two, you got to know how to control that temperature.
Right. That's it. You got to know how to, and you have to keep watch on it, you know. And when the coals go down, you need to be able to, we're talking about fast, so you shouldn't have to put more coals on or anything like that. Once you got them going, you should be good. But the thing is, like I said, have the coals, have a direct side, and then make sure you leave a little space for indirect.
Makes sense.
Just so, yeah, gets the cooker too fast, just throw it over on the indirect side. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Fair. Well, that was
the charcoal
grill.
Right.
Well, what about the gas grill?
Next up, the gas grill.
Which is all I know how to use.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's like the convenient cousin of the charcoal grill. You know.
Right.
And there's, I mean, I love my gas grill. I love them all.
Right.
You know, I don't want any of them to get jealous or anything.
Go home and one's
right,
not
go
working.
Home, yeah. It's like, oh, I heard the podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like that.
The electric grill's like, I'm not turning on.
Yeah. I heard you on the podcast. But, I love them all.
Right. Mm-hmm. Equally.
But anyway, so now the gas grill. Thing is, I said convenience because it is convenient. You just go out and you turn it on.
Like I said, yeah.
Yeah, you go out, turn it on to preheat, walk back in the house, and come back and then just bring it and you're ready. It's good to go.
Exactly.
Right. Good to go. And the thing is, so quick and convenient. That's one of the biggest things about the gas grill. And the other thing about a gas grill is controlling the temperature.
Right.
We always talk about two different temperatures. The temperature that you're using to cook at, with. So whatever you're cooking at, 300, 350, 450, whatever. You know, so you control that temperature. And then the other one is the temperature you want the meat. You know, what internal temperature are you trying to reach with the meat? Mm-hmm. So anyway, with the gas grill, easier to control the temperature. And cleanup is easier.
Absolutely.
Right. Just turn that baby off. So if you were tailgating with the gas grill, just cut it off.
Yeah.
Throw it back in the truck bed, wherever, and then you're good to go.
As my friend would say when I was grilling, off is off.
Yeah, off is off. There you go. Off is off.
It's great. It's a great quote. Off is off.
Uh-huh. And it's easy cleanup too, you know. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you come back and just hit it with the wire brush and that, you know, once you let it cool off and before you grill the next time, you know, it's easy cleanup.
It is.
Right. Disadvantages. And so depending on your skill level, it's flavor.
Right.
Because, that's what most of the people, you know, on the charcoal side, you know, they're saying, well, it doesn't have much flavor because it doesn't have that wood. But as you know.
I do know.
Yeah. And we've talked about this on Get Your Barbecue on the podcast, is how to infuse smoke into your meat using a gas grill.
Yeah.
And you either use the wood box or
my pouch.
Yeah, the pouch. Yeah. You make a pouch mm-hmm. with, go ahead. How do you make the pouch?
Yeah, so what I do is I find my flavor, my wood flavor that I want to use, and yeah. I get my aluminum foil,
mm-hmm.
and I fold it a few times, and literally just make a pouch, put mm-hmm. some wood in there, just totally seal it, mm-hmm. so that way it's nice and sealed, put a hole in the middle.
Right.
And
pull
then,
the hole in.
Yeah, and then as the grill is preheating, I just put it in there. So that way when I put my meat in there, it's already smoking.
Already smoking.
And it gets right into the meat. That flavor gets right into the meat. And it just makes the whole neighborhood jealous that you're cooking whatever.
Right.
It's
and
amazing.
So, yeah, you're there. You're cooking with gas. And then people are like, they're smelling the smoke
yes.
in the neighborhood. You're
yeah.
like, ooh.
Exactly. Hickory was my favorite. I remember my mother coming over for something, and I think I was making ribs that day. And she was like, I smelt that in the parking lot.
Wow.
I smelt the hickory in the parking lot. I'm like, I can't smell anything. I guess the wind was taking it the opposite direction. Only when I was close did I smell it. But right. I mean, yeah, I'm like, wow. And I was in a corner house. I'm like, so my neighbors are all and there was when I was moving out, I actually one of my neighbors were like, was that you cooking with hickory? I'm like, yeah. It's like, did you have a charcoal? I'm like, no, it was gas. He's like, how did you do that? And I showed him. I literally showed him how to do it. It's
right.
super easy. You can get flavor in a gas grill.
It is.
You can get flavor.
As a matter of fact, that I was feeling.
You did this.
Yeah, just recently.
Yeah.
I had the desire for some beef ribs.
Mm.
And yeah, I used a gas grill to barbecue.
Oh, wow.
And I had a wood pouch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the wood box, but why pay money for a wood box? Then right. all you have to do is have some heavy duty aluminum
exactly.
foil, make you a pouch, mm-hmm. and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you have
that's what you want to do,
yeah. is how they want to spend your money.
You're right.
Hey, who am I
right.
to say, you know, tell you how you spend your money.
Exactly.
right. But a pouch will, an aluminum foil pouch will mm-hmm. work just fine.
Absolutely.
And that smoky flavor was infused in those beef ribs.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
very tasty.
I was about to say.
Right. Very
tasty. What did you use?
Oh, I used hickory.
You did? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, man, I'm up from where I'm from, back in Kentucky, and we love hickory mm-hmm. back there.
Makes sense.
Hickory, right.
Makes
so,
sense.
Right. So I use hickory. I had hickory wood chips. And, you know, and I'm just going to pause here for, you know, a note just for those when you do use a wood pouch. Now, for some reason, I mean, there's this falsity out there, you know, people, you know, they say, oh, I need to soak my wood chips. No, you don't soak your wood chips. Do not soak your wood chips. All you're getting is steam
mm-hmm.
when you put them in, and
very
they don't
true.
Really start smoking until they dry out.
Right.
And then,
yeah.
so do not soak your wood chips. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they'll be burning right there, smoking real good, right
yeah.
in the pouch. Okay. So the other thing, oh, go ahead. Yeah. Did you have
that was perfect. That's and like I said, just put it in there when there's preheating, so that way when you're ready to put the food in there, it's already
the
flavor is already.
That's the thing
there.
You do. One
yeah.
put the pouch on when you turn the grill on to preheat, and
yeah.
then it's ready. It's smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, man, get in there, that just starts.
It's yeah. It's delicious.
Delicious.
It's delicious.
All right. And so the other thing is, you know, portability.
Yeah.
Gas grills, like your Monster,
mm-hmm.
you know, that should be a disadvantage. You're a little heavy.
Is.
You need some big folks to yep. kind of lift it up, at least strong folks.
Right.
To lift it up and get it on the truck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the other, you know, kind of disadvantage. If you want to take it to the tailgate or something
right.
else, it's a little heavier.
Yeah.
And a little more awkward to
mm-hmm.
To handle the gas grill is.
Unless you have the small one like I have.
Yeah.
And then you're good.
Yeah, yeah,
small
yeah.
little propane tanks. Yeah. I mean, everything is it's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's perfect.
And the baby
for
one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my baby one. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it, baby.
Right.
I still love you. You're big in my heart.
So There you go. I mean, that those are the advantages, the disadvantages of each one. The gas, mm-hmm. the charcoal. We love them both. We use them both. Mm-hmm. And using the right techniques, I don't think it matters.
No, I don't think so.
Right, right.
As long as you know your grill. I think that's the biggest thing. Right. Knowing your grill and knowing how to control that heat.
Right, right, right. Because some grills have hot spots. And, mm-hmm. and you know, charcoal grills is like you. It's a lot of different types of charcoal grills. You have the 55-gallon barrel. You have, you know, it's different types. You have the kettle type mm-hmm. charcoal grill. And so there's different kinds. Right. And you have to know your equipment.
Yeah.
So, you know, another note, you know, try out the new grill.
Right,
before you have guests.
You please.
Know, you know, you don't want to be sitting there, everybody's waiting for it, or you burned up the food mm-hmm. or whatever. So.
And then you have to turn around and order pizza.
Yeah. So make sure you try out the grill before you have guests over.
I agree.
All right.
It's like what we say with DJing. It's not the turntable that makes the DJ. It's the DJ that makes the turntable.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. You got to know your grill.
Yeah. And the thing is, whether you're a charcoal traditionalist with that smoky flavor and you don't mind some extra prep time, hey, go with charcoal.
Yeah.
If you're a gas enthusiast and, you know, you really embrace the convenience mm-hmm. and you want to be able to control the temperature.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, so then you got the gas.
Exactly.
So it just depends, you know, six on one hand, mm-hmm. half dozen on the other. Whatever your preference, you know.
Yeah. Whatever you have time for.
Right. And, you know, some of it's location, too. I mean, like you.
Yeah.
You had the gas grill because you were living in an apartment.
I was.
You had to cook on the balcony.
I did.
So, it's probably... Probably better, mm-hmm. you know, than mm-hmm. having those charcoals up there. And,
right.
You know, probably safer.
A lot safer. Yeah, a lot safer.
Right.
And
so, anyway.
Yeah, and the big grill wouldn't have fit up there.
Right.
I tried.
Right.
One time. And I didn't try. I did because I would have to bring it upstairs. And I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Right. And then empty in the cold.
Right, exactly. Right. Why would I do that?
Right.
Why would I do that?
So there you go. What are your living situation? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot more to it. But charcoal, gas, one or the other. Mm-hmm. There is no wrong way.
No.
They're both right.
They're right.
Yeah.
All in your preference.
Oh, yeah. All in your preference. So that's it. We really appreciate you listening to today's show, listening in on today's show where we explored the gas mm-hmm. and the charcoal grill.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to you joining us again on Get Your Barbecue On, the podcast with Ken Alexander. And the doctor, Dr. Andre Jones. Thank you.